Okay, so it's so nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too.
I want to let you know that my site, tvmeg.com, has been around for 25 years, and I've been interviewing TV actors, directors, producers for about 15 years. So I just want to let you know I'm not some rank amateur, even though today I feel like one. Oh,
So
good.
I knew that from the start.
Oh, good, good. Just let you know. And I'm a General Hospital fan, and I've been watching since 1984. So
Wonderful.
I'm very excited to speak with you. So I watched the Lifetime movie. It was very interesting. Tell us how this part came about for you.
It's very simple. I told the director, Timothy Woodward Jr., who directed and is one of the producers of Studio City with Sean Kanan. I said to him one day on the set of Studio City, I said, "Fine, what's our next project? What are we doing together?" And he said, "Well, interestingly enough, I've got this feature that's going in Atlanta." And I said, "Terrific. When do I show up?" And he laughed, and then he said, "You show up at this time." And so yeah, I just basically told the director, I said, "We're going to do something together. What is it?" So
Oh.
this was it.
Well, that's good that it worked.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean it's so rare that you kind of bypass the audition process. It's actually becoming a little more frequent for me, but this was one of those wonderful times where he just said, "Yeah, this is your role. Show up on set at this time."
Oh, that's
And so I
great.
did.
Well, that's great. Well, he knew you already, so why bother having you audition?
Yeah.
He knows what you can do.
Well, yeah, and he knew that, he knew what I was like to work with. He knew knew set behavior and set protocol and so on and so forth. So yeah, it all worked out. It
Good.
all worked out. I was a proven commodity to him.
Right. And where was it filmed and how long did it take?
It was filmed in Atlanta, and I was there for about. I was in Atlanta for I think it was a week all told. Actually, I probably more like 10 days. I think I was in Atlanta for about 10 days. Now, the filming, that was my portion.
Right.
The filming was, I think it was a 3 week shoot. I believe it was a 3 week shoot.
And all done in
Tatiana
Atlanta.
Olivia. Yeah, all done it, well, on the outskirts of Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
In various locales in
Sure.
Atlanta.
Okay. All right, great. And how was it playing a police detective, and have you played one before?
Have I ever played a police detective before? That's a very good question. You would think I would remember that. I might have. I just can't remember at the moment.
No,
That's a very good question.
I understand completely. Once you've done things many, many times, I'll be like, sometimes I'll get an interview request, and I'll be like, oh, I would love to interview that person. And then I'll wait, I interviewed them already like 2012. Oops, I
Right?
forgot.
Right,
Completely forgot.
exactly. And people will say, now, Carolyn, have you ever played a lawyer? It's like, have I? Yes. In fact, I play one now.
Right. And was it very different from playing a lawyer, playing a police detective?
Well, this particular police detective is very stoic, very calm, very skeptical, a little jaded, a little hardened. So there wasn't the usual ebullience that I have with Diane Miller, or basically any of my other characters, almost any of them. She was a little more grounded, a little more stern, and just hardened. She's seen it all. Nothing surprises her. Nothing shocks her.
Right.
It's
Right.
that kind of character.
Sure.
So
And
it, I was, and basically, Jasmine had the bulk of the dialogue in our scene.
right.
I was sort of, the kind of not quite a yes man, but I would. She's the kind of person that doesn't speak except when she really has something to say. That she doesn't talk for the sake of talking. So.
Well,
So
that's good. Less
there.
dialogue for you to have to memorize.
Right. oh, this seems real easy. Yeah. Jasmine does most of the talking. And I just say, you know, hold up there, Missy, or something like that. It was a little easy.
Well, you just had to sit there and look pretty. That was your role.
I had to sit there and look as pretty as I possibly could, you know, at 3 a.m. in the cold and rainy Atlanta suburbs.
Yeah, it can get cold and rainy there. We used to live about 3 hours from there, so yeah.
It can get cold and rainy, and you think, well, listen, this is Georgia. You don't expect cold and rainy out of the deep south. You just don't.
Yeah.
And then when it happens, you think, well, my goodness, it's like Wisconsin.
You're right.
But the hair and the makeup people were top of their game.
Good.
So, as was wardrobe, as was basically everybody, but the hair and makeup people were really first class, and so I never really had to worry about looking good, looking my best, actually.
Yeah, good. Yeah, funny thing about the Deep South, it's a large area, and the weather is crazy. I'm in Arkansas, and today it's in the 60s, and last week we had snow, so you just never know. You just never
know.
Well,
that's what they say about the weather. Just wait, you know, wait 10 minutes, it'll change.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, I grew up in Southern California, so it's nothing like that at all.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. And you know, it's interesting because it was bitter cold this morning. And when I say bitter cold, I mean, you know, 68.
No, I know. you and Jasmine, you play partners. Did you do anything to get to know each other better or to make you work more like partners beforehand?
Beforehand, no. It sort of came afterwards. She's just the loveliest individual. She's so wonderful, so professional. And again, she's one of these people that she's been in the business so long, she's seen it all.
Right.
She's done it all. But she brought in, she makes cheesecake. And she brought in a couple of cheesecakes for the hair and makeup department. They were actually, that's where they landed. Oh. Everybody was coming in to get some of Jasmine's cheesecake. But then we started talking about some of the restaurants and some of the things to do in Atlanta proper. And my favorite restaurant in Atlanta, maybe it's the top three in the United States for me, is called Mary Mac's Tea Room.
I know where that is, actually. I stayed at the hotel right across the street from there.
Well, Jasmine lives catty corner.
Wow.
So I was there once on my own, as I want to do, because I can just do basically anything on my own. But after filming, I think I was to leave the next day, and I think it was a Monday, or we had one more day of filming. I can't remember which it was. Mm-hmm. But Jasmine met me there. And I've got pictures of more food on that table. They just kept bringing us stuff, which we were ordering it, but they just kept loading us. Jasmine and I basically ate our weight in fried chicken and tomato pie and broccoli souffle, and we just had the best time. And, of course, she was recognized.
Right.
She was recognized all over the world. And she's so gracious, so lovely. So, and then every once in a while, somebody would look at me and go, oh, I know you. My kids watch Jesse. And I was like, oh, yes, thank you. Thank you very much. And Jasmine would say, she's on General Hospital.
Well,
thank you, Jasmine, my publicist.
You've done so much, so you're bound to be noticed for something.
Well, but everyone loved A Different World. And she still gets recognized. And she's, you know, and again, so lovely. And that voice is so unique. It's
yes,
so characteristic.
Yes, it is. That's true.
She kind of, it's Jasmine's curse to bear. You know?
Right.
She does it with great aplomb.
And this movie has two actors from early 90s hit sitcoms and three soap actors. So was there any joking around about either of those things?
And she was. And again, one of the more lovely, professional, gracious, funny individuals that I've ever worked with. She's just lovely. And she and Jasmine were basically the only ones. They're the only ones that I really worked with.
Right.
You know what I mean, I really.
Oh, okay. And also, she was also Tatiana was also on Young and the Restless, and Justin. Was on All My Children. So.
Right. Exactly. That's right. That's right.
So there was
that's directly right. Again, didn't work with a lot of them, or didn't work closely with a lot of them. Maybe I worked with, just certainly with Jasmine and Tatiana. But you're absolutely right.
And I was wondering if you had any joking around about that, or about the sitcom thing, or.
No, not really, because there again, I didn't really work with them.
Right.
Couldn't really.
No. That's fine. Did you see Tatiana when she was dressed up as both Jade and Kayla, and did you know it was the same actress?
I did not see her dressed up.
Oh, okay.
As Kayla. I saw photos. I should say that. I saw photos. And different person.
Yeah.
Different person. And she, from what I understand, she navigated those waters just expertly.
Yes, she did.
She really did. I actually have not, I can't wait to see the film.
Yeah.
I have not seen it yet. I've seen little bits and pieces.
Right.
But nothing of her as Kayla.
Well, because I had read an article where Justin was saying that when he saw her dressed up as Kayla and didn't recognize her and didn't know who that person was and thought it was some other actress and had not been talking to her, and then once she spoke, he's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I wasn't talking to you."
Right.
So,
fooled
him.
It was a complete and utter transformation.
That's
and
great.
There again, that's in due large part to the hair and makeup people. They work magic.
Right. Now, I have a question about GH, and you can feel free to say no comment or move along or whatever. I'm wondering about the mood of the cast and crew right now, because I know you had some actors leave and there was some public fighting. Has this affected anyone?
You know, it's interesting. I go back to work a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been there. Was I there? You know what? That's not true. I was there one day before Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and things were fine. I'll just say fine.
Okay.
The mood was not elevated. The mood wasn't depressed. Was it a different dynamic on set? Yes. It was, because everyone knew what had happened,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so we all have a job to do. Everyone was professional enough not to discuss it,
mm-hmm.
At least the actors that I worked with that day. And I, you know what, I actually only worked with Laura Wright, who is a consummate professional.
That's probably the
everything else.
I was going to say, that's probably the scene that was on this week, where Diane and Carly talk
absolutely.
About stuff. Okay, yeah.
Yes, we have become gal pals. Who would have thought that Carly and Diane could ever become close friends? Yes,
right.
And yet we are.
Well, I guess after long enough.
Exactly. After long enough, you know, Diane gets to know somebody long enough and they're you know, we're bosom buddies.
Well, I mean, even Sam and Carly were friends, and they did some terrible things to each other a long time ago, so.
Right. It just goes to show people change.
Yes.
And then, give it a few years, they'll change back. And then their twin will come on the scene, and everyone will be confused. And then they'll be possessed.
That's right.
And then they'll be in a coma.
And touching on that note, I had asked some GH fans on various Facebook groups if they had any questions for you. Many fans said to say that they love Diane and that you're a great actress. They didn't say great. They said wonderful and a lot of other compliments I didn't write down. And they just love you, and they wish you had a bigger role in the show. I told them that wasn't up to you, but babe.
No, it's not up to me, but I wholeheartedly agree.
Yes. And
so tell them, bless them for all of those wonderful comments, and I wholeheartedly agree.
And if you wanted to know if Diane might get another love interest soon, if you can tell us that, or if you know anything about that.
Not that I know of, but there again, I'm not on the fifth floor, in on those decisions.
Yes.
So I will say that I did an event with Tristan Rogers over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and Tristan looked at me and said, we should really get together on the show. And I said, you can make that happen.
Yes.
You can go up to Frank Valentini and say, guess what I'd like?
That would be an awesome couple. That would be great.
Right? Wouldn't that be hilarious?
That would be. It would be so funny.
Yeah. Much fun.
Yes, definitely.
So much fun.
I'll have the fans start a petition. I'll have the fans.
Say that again.
I'll have the fans start a petition.
start a petition. Exactly. Exactly. Diane and Robert. Yeah.
That sounds good.
What should happen should be that we should butt heads in court.
Yes.
And realize exactly how smart each other is and how fun each other is,
mm-hmm.
and how, capable. And it should progress from there. Tell them that.
Right. Or with Martin, that would also be good.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
Yeah.
Michael Knight, come on.
Yeah. There.
Michael Knight's skin is better than a 25-year-old. I don't know what he does. He must have a painting going to hell in an attic somewhere.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yes. I was so glad to see him join. I know there's lots of All My Children fans who are so glad to see him join the show. Now, Sylvia, this is what I was going to touch on from what we were talking before about Diane and her friends. Sylvia wants to know if Diane will be having any scenes soon with Alexis and whether they're still besties.
Well, I do not know if I'm having scenes soon. As I say, I know I'm working a week from tomorrow, but I don't know what those scenes are yet. As far as I'm concerned, and I think as far as Diane's concerned, we're still besties. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't find someone like an Alexis and on the show and then kind of let them go.
Mm-hmm.
I do wish that the powers that be had let Diane in a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
on Alexis's stay in prison.
Mm-hmm.
That be a little bit more involved in her recovery. So
mm-hmm.
I do wish that, but there again, I just,
Yeah.
I stand off my mark and I say my mind.
Yeah. You do your job, keep your head down, and hope for the best.
Keep my head down, show up on time, make sure I'm wearing the right shoes, and stay my love.
That's right. So here's a question. This wasn't on my list, but it just occurred to me because I thought about this before. Why do they have women on TV wear high heels? We can't see your feet.
Well, honestly, for me, I can only speak for me.
Mm-hmm.
It actually helps.
Does it?
It elongates the leg. It makes you stand a little straighter. At least it does for me. And it completes the look.
Hmm.
It completes, certainly with Diane wearing a suit, or if you're wearing a gown, or even, sometimes you will see the feet. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
But number two is it completes the look. And for this actress, it helps fully flesh out the character in the moment.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
I wouldn't put on, slippers or sneakers or low flats if I was in court and you couldn't see my feet. I would never do it.
Hmm.
Because, you want to hear the click, click, click as Diane walks back to, her seat. You want to... You want to hear the click, click as she's walking, rising and walking into the center of the courtroom, and it's very deliberate.
Hmm.
And you know that something profound is going to come out because of the way she walks,
right,
in those heels. And that's all part of the dynamic of that character in that moment.
Right.
So you want to be able to use every tool that you've got.
Right. It's part of the TV magic in a way, because fans wouldn't necessarily notice it. But if it was gone, we'd probably say something was off. We might not know the click. We might not notice the click, but if it was gone, we'd be, what is wrong?
Exactly. And what she got on her feet?
Another fan, Huan, I think her name is, H-U-E-N, loves your red hair and wants to know what your secret is for looking so young.
$200 a month.
Getting your hair done?
Yeah, my hair done. Yes. Tell her, my secret for looking so young? Well, that is all attitude. That's just attitude.
Really?
If you have the correct attitude for your own brain, then you could walk down the street wearing a gunny sack and you know, the next day people would be wearing gunny sacks. It's all attitude and the way you approach life and the way you approach your age and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm very lucky that I do have what I think is a just a great attitude toward living.
Good.
And that keeps me young.
Yeah.
Also, I work out on a track. So that keeps me young too.
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah, actually, I think you're almost exactly, your birthday's in February, right?
No, June.
Oh, June, okay. So you're about 6 months younger than I am.
Huh? Well, hello,
is that right? I saw that and I'm like, oh, okay. That was just funny. I just... So
what
when
is
you...
your birth date?
What was what?
What is your birth date?
Oh, December December 3rd, 61.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So I know what you mean when you talk about forgetting stuff. It seems to get worse as I get older. I'm lucky I know what I had for lunch yesterday, so I know.
Truly. No, and, I'm right there with you.
Yes. And one last question. Maggie wants to know, which client of Diane's would you say is the one that causes the most trouble and which client causes the least trouble? Or what would Diane say?
The most trouble is a toss-up between Jason Morgan and Sunny Corinthos. And the least trouble, does she have a client that causes her the least trouble? There is no such thing as the least trouble in Port Charles.
That's probably
certainly
true.
Not with Diane's client.
Yeah.
They're all wonderful, fabulous train wrecks.
It's true. You mentioned the possession thing earlier. That would be great, I think, if they did. I know they don't want to do something like that on GH anymore. But I love the stuff in the 80s when they did things like that. I wish they would bring that kind of thing back, like when they had the Alien. I don't know if you saw any of those.
I remember a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, and the island. What, there was an island, and someone was a Mayan princess. And
yes, Felicia is a Mayan princess.
Oh
no, not
princess.
Mayan. She's an Aztec princess.
Aztec princess. So sorry.
yes.
Felicia's an Aztec princess.
Yes. In fact, the first, I started watching in 84, like I said, and it was right before before Felicia came on, and she was something to do with a necklace. There's always a necklace, right?
So, there's always a necklace.
Aztec necklace, and she was dressed as a boy and hiding under Frisco's bed.
As one does.
You're right, exactly. But that wasn't nearly as odd as when Robin got involved with the Ancient One in the Asian Quarter, and and they discovered Casey, the alien, and there was he had some magical crystals from his planet, and the bad guys in the Asian Quarter had them, something to do with that. I don't remember the exact story, but it was very, I love that.
Probably neither does Robin.
Probably.
The fans will remember.
She was pretty. Yes, the fans will. Well, I'm a fan, but like I said, I have to look everything up.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, me too.
Yeah, but
me too. That's so funny.
That would be great if they did something like that nowadays. I don't know if the fans would like it. They seem to be more into realism now.
I wonder. They do seem to be, don't they? But it would be a little fun.
It would be.
It would be a boatload of fun. Boatload of fun.
The closest.
And especially if Diane saw an alien and no one believed her.
Well, you would think of all people, you might believe Diane because she's so no-nonsense and down-to-earth.
That's absolutely true. It's like if Diane walked in and said, I just saw a spaceship.
Or they would wonder.
I'd rather believe her. She'd be in Shady Brook.
Or they'd wonder what she drank, if she drank too much at her lunch.
Exactly. And Diane, you know, Diane's been known to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I guess the closest they've come in modern times was when they sort of touched on the vampire thing, but they were sort of cagey about it. It's like, did it happen? Didn't it happen? You know, but...
Right.
Yeah. And it was Lucy, so
right.
nobody believed her.
Well, no. I mean, would you? Please. I mean, God bless. But, you know, let's face it. You know, she's an alien herself.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she was a vampire hunter, though, so.
Okay.
Uh-huh. On that note. Well, I appreciate your talking at me.
I loved it. Let's do it again.
All right. And I'm telling everybody about the movie, and I hope you get lots of people watching, and we look forward to the next one.
Thank you so much, honey. Really appreciate it. We'll talk at you again, okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.